Let me just say a little bit about what I'm going to try to do today, and then we'll jump in. There's so much stuff to cover. And I want to give you a little introduction to the wider project in which this reflection today fits. And to give you a little idea about what we can hope to achieve today and what we can't. How many of you have heard the introductory set of lectures on rediscovering masculine potentials that the Institute has of my lectures on the four masculine archetypes? Most of you have not. So that means I'm going to have to go over that structure pretty intensively. So what we'll try to do in the morning session this morning, I'm going to try to get through the basic layout of the issues, the structures as I see them in the self, and a description of the different issues that I see in masculine initiation. Many of you are women, and what I will try to do is to. I'm not going to talk about much about the female psyche. I will encourage you, however, to reflect on the issues that this discussion raises for feminine individuation, because you will be able to see close parallels to issues that women are facing today. And I don't want to get into focusing on feminine psychology. Other people are doing that a lot today, but we can certainly look at some of the interfacing issues. So let me just say a bit about myself and my work and the large project that this is a part of. I am a Jungian psychoanalyst practicing here in Evanston in Chicago, and I'm a professor of psychology and religion at the Chicago Theological Seminary. Before I was a Jungian analyst, I was an Adlerian analyst, and before that I wrote, my first book was a Freudian book. So I have been one of those slow learners, you know. It took me a long time to get around to Jung. But one of the things I'd like to start with today is talking about why Jung, as opposed to other systems of thought for today. And just brief comments about that, what led me there. And what the nature of my work has been. I see myself in the tradition of what are known today as classical Jungians. That is to say, I do not identify with the wings in Jungian thought today who have jettisoned Jung's basic structure of the self. I believe with Jung that there is a collective unconscious, what he called an objective psyche. I believe it really exists, and I believe it has enormous clinical and political implications for the human race. And I follow the people that are closest to my way of thinking that you can read a lot about in addition to Jung are the works of Edward Ettinger. In fact, if you have not had a chance to read Ettinger's works, particularly his book Ego and Archetype, it's a very key book. I do not see my work as diverging significantly from Jung at all. I see my work as continuing a lot of the investigations that he was engaged in, and I will say something about the theoretical implications of that in a little bit. But it really matters. What I want to start with is, from my point of view, it really matters what your meta-theoretical assumptions are in psychoanalysis and psychology. Because if you don't believe there's a deep self, then that has enormous ramifications for your interpretation of the psyche and your understanding of what therapy is and how therapy ought to proceed and what you can expect in therapy. And so there's a lot of movement in Jungian psychology today, and I have been one to applaud it, to build bridges to other schools of psychoanalysis. You know, Jungian psychology in relation to object relations theory, Jungian psychology in relation to self psychology, Jungian psychology in relation to cognitive psychotherapy, so forth and so on. And I applaud that because I don't think we ought to be uninformed about other schools of thought and of what they have to offer us. Jung certainly was not. He was a Freudian psychoanalyst. And knew Adler well and used Adler's concepts. So I think that's a laudable thing. But what I've begun to be concerned about, which I'm surprised at, I'm concerned about the tendency in many institutes today to not really focus on Jung's central, most important achievements. And recently I was at the International Congress in Paris of Jungian analysts, and I was fascinated and a bit disturbed by how few addresses there really addressed the deep psyche. I mean, we had a lot of lectures that could have been given by Kleinians or could have been given by object relations theorists. There wasn't anything showing the importance of Jung's contribution. So I want to say today, stewarding Jung's contribution is very important, and I would like to have us look closely at this whole idea of the deep psyche. So I am one, and here's where it ties into this whole issue of masculine maturity, and you can see the way it would relate to feminine maturation issues too. I'm one that believes there's a blueprint in the deep psyche, and I believe that that one must attend to these deep structures if one is, number one, to understand anything about the potential of the human psyche, much less developing it, much less healing it. You have to get some sense about what the crystalline structure of the psyche is. You have to get some idea about what the blueprints, the architectural blueprints for the development of the psyche are, before you can begin to assess any particular personality. So in other words, it has, for clinical, those of you who are clinicians, it has enormous significance, in my view, for clinical assessment. We have entirely too many people today, including a lot of Jungian analysts, I fear, who, when it comes down to clinical practice, have great difficulty in identifying an archetypal pattern in a particular personality, and have difficulty in understanding, when they're assessing a personality, what archetypal possessions may be existing in that personality at a particular time. So, in other words, I think it's a very important thing for Jungian psychology today to do serious work on continuing Jung's project of decoding the structure, the deep structure of the psyche. And that is what my work for the last, particularly for the last 17 years, has been focused upon.